This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett is now set to tell U.S. senators that courts should not try to make policy when she makes her opening statements for her confirmation hearing. That is set to start this Monday. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Barrett will tell the Senate Judiciary Committee that policy decisions should be left to political branches of government. That's according to opening remarks obtained by the Associated Press. She will tell senators that courts are not designed to solve every problem or right every wrong in public life. She also will say that she is resolved to maintain the same perspective as her mentor, the late Justice Antonin Scalia, and that no one will ever be able to take the place of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. President Trump nominated Barrett after Ginsburg died. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Hospitalizations from COVID-19 have hit their highest points recently throughout the Midwest, but that is not the message coming from a number of Republican governors in the region. AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Oklahoma's governor has been upbeat about progress against the virus, despite what figures compiled by public health experts show. North Dakota's governor has called the state's positivity rate of about 7% an achievement, even though that rate of new cases tops the nation. In Arkansas, a group of Republican lawmakers are suing to invalidate a mask mandate and other directives imposed by the governor. Most of the Midwest Republican governors, where the virus is worsening, have either refused to enact statewide mask restrictions or have been rolling back restrictions imposed due to the pandemic. I'm Shelley Adler.
Yeah, and you can find more at voanews.com. Again, that is voanews.com. This is VOA News.